The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
It is an extraordinary contention. 90% of the population in Ireland could be considered overweight or obese by 2030 if we don't change our habits. Reporter Barry White is with me now. Barry, how bad is Ireland when it comes to comparing our obesity rates with the rest of the world?
Hi, Pat. Good morning. Yeah, well, firstly, just to explain what is classified as overweight or obese. Firstly, overweight and obesity are defined as abnormal or excessive fat accumulation that may impair health. Body mass index is a simple index of weight for height that is commonly used to classify overweight and obesity in adults. It's defined as a person's weight in kilograms divided by the square of their height in meters, and overweight is a BMI greater than or equal to 25, while obesity is a BMI greater than or equal to 30. So look, there's many people out there who may be overweight or obese and they don't even know it. Now, Ireland has the second highest rate of obesity in the European Union, with more than a quarter of the adult population classified as such. And our obesity rate has been getting higher every year for over the last 10 years or more. And Dr. Finian Fallon, who is a psychotherapist in the bariatrics department of St Vincent Hospital in Dublin, outlined to me just how serious the situation is.
There's a significant problem with people having obesity in Ireland. We expect, if things don't change very quickly, that up to 90% of the people in Ireland will have overweight by the year 2030. So it's a huge problem. Something like 26% of the population would be classified as obese, which means they have a very high body mass index or very high level of weight compared to their height, if that makes sense.
You treat people who have obesity issues. Are you seeing more and more people come to you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it's a good thing in some senses because people are becoming more aware of the issues, including not blaming themselves so much for their problems with overweight, and they're seeking help. And this is one of the things we're trying to encourage. People often take up to 6 years on average, according to some of the research, before they'll seek help for having obesity. And in that time, their health can decline in significant ways. There's a lot of stigma around having overweight and having obesity, so that also prevents people from seeking help. But we're trying to change the message around that, and that's one of the really important aspects, is trying to reduce the stigma even among health professionals in relation to people with overweight or obesity, and make sure that we're having, you know, respectful conversations with people and not maintaining this message of losing weight as being the main focus. It is an important part of it, but health gain is something we're really trying to focus on. And ideas around diets and calories in and calories out really don't serve people well. It's a very simplistic approach to things, which really just, in my view, stigmatizes people. So we need to move away from that, as I say, and focus on health gain rather than weight loss per se.
10 years ago, there was headlines in this country that obesity was a ticking time bomb. But here we are, a decade later, and the obesity rate continues to rise every year. Has it got to the stage where we need drastic measures in this country?
I think so, yeah. I think it's very much under-resourced in terms of, you know, the obesity policy implementation. It is a significant health problem. There's no doubt in terms of the benefits, the return on investment from investing in policy that alleviate obesity issues. Particularly, it's among young children. The investment there is as a preventative measure is really important for the future. We do have a huge problem.
So that's Dr. Finian Fallon. How have we got to where we are now, Barry? Because the obesity rate has risen dramatically over the past couple of decades.
Yeah, and it's continuing to rise, as we heard. There's numerous reasons. A lot of people do little physical activity nowadays. And for some people, this only increased during the pandemic. A lot of people were working from home and may have had no reason to leave their home. It's very easy to get stuck in a rut, and we have all heard of many people say they put on the COVID stone. There's also our consumption of convenience food and fast food, and nowadays these types of food are only a touch of a button away, and within 30 minutes or less, a McDonald's or a KFC or whatever can be delivered to your doorstep. An ageing population is also lending to an increase in obesity rates as we become less active the older we get. And Pat, I've been speaking to Linda and Miriam, two people who have struggled with their weight over the years.
Barry, I've been always overweight as a child and been on the weight loss journey probably all my life kind of thing. And, you know, did Weight Watchers, lost 3 stone and put it back up again, had 3 kids. But it's the constant appetizing of food and going out and Obviously, exercise as well is a lot. I wouldn't have played sport in secondary school or anything like that. We did in primary, all right. But so when COVID hit, I said, it's time to cop on. I don't want to be a statistic. So I went back on my weight loss journey and lost 3.5 stone. So I think this time was children. I have 3 boys that are really, you know, into their football and they're healthy. And I wasn't showing them a good example. Even though I fed them correctly. But I love the snacking, and I think I am the exact. I have to encourage them to eat healthily, and it's up to me. It's well, that's my opinion. It's up to me and my husband to make sure they're healthy and they don't have to have a weight loss journey like I have. So that's why I said this is the time. You know, no more excuses.
The first time I joined Weight Watchers, I lost 2 stone, and then, as I said, I managed to keep that off probably for a couple of years, but then had 2 more children and it just all piled back on. So when I joined then 1.5 years ago, I lost 3 stone. But I think for me it was recognizing and being ready, I think, to recognize perhaps some of the issues that led to, I suppose, the increase of weight, or the feelings of not being able to kind of be happy in oneself, I suppose, or how one looked. And I think for me, it was the support in the class, obviously.
And just when I mentioned those figures, that it's expected that 90% of the Irish population will be overweight or obese by 2030. Are you shocked to hear that?
No, I'm not surprised.
Now, Barry, you've been speaking to someone who had gastric bypass surgery recently, and they've been telling you what it's like to live with obesity, and that's, I suppose, why they took the extreme step.
Yes, it was gastric bypass surgery is the extreme end of the scale, and I have been speaking to someone. Now, firstly, for anybody who doesn't know, gastric bypass surgery is a technique in which the stomach is divided into a small upper pouch and a much larger lower remnant pouch. And then the small intestine is rearranged to connect to both. Surgeons have developed several different ways to reconnect the intestine, thus leading to several different gastric bypass procedures. Any gastric bypass procedure leads to a marked reduction in the functional volume of the stomach, accompanied by an altered psychological and physical response to food. And the long-term mortality rate of gastric bypass patients has been shown to be reduced by up to 40%.
Okay, so basically, you have a smaller stomach, so you fill it quickly and you feel full, therefore you don't eat too much.
You feel full, and I suppose, as we mentioned there, the mortality rate is reduced by 40%. So the most important thing here is that it actually saves people's lives. Now, we heard from Linda and Miriam there, two people who admitted that they struggled with their weight over the years. But they eventually managed to lose a couple of stone. They managed to lose weight. But for a lot of people, Pat, it isn't that easy. Being morbidly obese is a disease. And for people suffering from this, sometimes the only option is bariatric surgery. And I've been speaking to Samantha King. She has suffered from obesity all her life. And she says gastric surgery changed her life.
So I suppose I've been overweight most of my life. I was certainly overweight as a child. It was always a struggle. I never remember not struggling with it. I remember my communion dress being an issue, the confirmation, you know, all of those kind of milestones being an issue for me. And when I went to secondary school, then it kind of progressed on. I was definitely more conscious. I always felt different to my friends. And I always knew that I was a bit heavier. Now, it wasn't a chronic issue for me at that stage. And I was very active and we ate very well at home and all of those things. But I think I definitely was a bit more susceptible to, you know, obesity that we now know is, you know, a real disease and such a big issue for people. And I would say I started diet every Monday from about the age of 13. It was that much of a conscious thing for me. And as I got older, I think people seem to think that, I suppose there's a stigma around carrying weight in that you're lazy or you just don't want to walk or you just don't want to do whatever. And it's very much the opposite for me and lots of people that I know. And it's that you're so busy and doing so much work and growing your business or whatever your thing is, that maybe you're not doing the food prep or minding yourself in the way that you should, you're minding others or whatever it is. So it's always, always, always been an issue for me. And just in the last number of years, I just felt I really need to sort this. I have joined, you know, Unislim, Slimming World, Weight Watchers, you name it, every single group that there actually is. And I've rejoined them and rejoined them and rejoined them and never had any real success whatsoever. You know, there is literally nothing that I hadn't tried, and that's why I explored the bariatric route. And that for me was a good, happy decision, because I felt like, wow, I just need a little bit of help with this area. And if I can get that, this could actually be a success for me. And I'm 15 weeks out now and I've lost 6 stone. So it definitely was the little bit of help that I need.
So that was Samantha King, who, as you heard, has lost 6 stone since she had gastric surgery only 15 weeks ago. And our reporter, Barry White. Barry, thank you. But Barry will be with us again tomorrow when we'll hear from experts on what needs to be done to ensure that we don't reach 90% of the population in Ireland being overweight or obese by 2030, which is only 9 years away.